I've never seen the number of people crammed into such small space, and I've been to a number of difficult contexts around the world. But the really confronting thing I saw was just the lack of children and young people playing or moving about the streets, and this is particularly true for girls. They don't feel safe, and so young adolescent girls are confined to the shelters, to their homes, and unable to go out during the day. And so we're seeing a huge gap in education and opportunity and just mental health for these young girls.
And it is, of course, International Women's Day. From being on the ground, what are some of the experiences of the women in the Cox's Bazaar that you've heard?
Well, many have fled persecution and trauma. They feel safer physically and personally safer here, but there is no access to education, there's no access to livelihood, and so really there is no opportunity. And I am personally very concerned we're going to lose a generation of youth and young leaders who might step forward and create change and resolve some of these situations and long and intractable problems.
Claire, I understand that you've had the opportunity to sit down with some of the adolescent girls in the camp. What are some of the stories that they've told you?
Yes, it was a rare privilege to be able to sit with the girls, because one of the things I noticed in the camp was you just don't see girls chatting and walking along the street together and laughing in the way that you would in Australia. And these girls, we talked to them about why they were here and what their hopes were. And universally, their hope is to go home. They miss home terribly, but they don't feel safe. So it's really a difficult time for them and a difficult time for their family. Many of the girls don't go outside the house. And so these girls are having an experience that's very isolated and very challenging for them personally. So it is not an easy place to be a woman, and especially not an easy place to grow up as a woman.
And there have been some alarming stories of women experiencing sexual violence while they're on the run. Have you heard that from speaking to the women themselves?
We are aware of a significant number of births that will happen around April, many of which are the result of rape. And so we're going to need to support a lot of young women for whom it's the first time they will become a mother, and in very difficult circumstances without support. The other challenge in the camps is that there is no lighting at night. Other than Médecins Sans Frontières, all aid agencies are required to leave before dark. And so the support for women who might start new births at night is very limited. And even if they were able to get to a medical clinic to support them during the birth, they would feel very unsafe and have to walk a long way.
And in terms of, I suppose, the women who do give birth in the camps, of course, malnourishment is a huge problem, and many of the women are unable to breastfeed their children. And of course, that's leading on to the effect of the children themselves being malnourished. What are some of the unique health experiences that these women might be going through?
So we've been measuring and doing growth work and encouraging and teaching women to continue to breastfeed in the women's safe spaces that we are running. And the team there report that they have seen 26% malnourishment and about 10% extreme malnourishment. And so our role in that context is to refer children and women off to the support that they can get from the camps and from the other agencies. But the challenge again is that they have to walk such a long way, and it needs to be a safe context for them to walk. And many of them won't take that opportunity because of their fear and anxiety. The other challenge, of course, is with the rains coming later this month. It's going to be a perfect breeding ground for cholera and diphtheria. And so more people will undoubtedly die. And it's very, very certain that many children will die in that context as well.
And Claire, why is it that you are spending International Women's Day in Bangladesh?
Well, Jessica, I've always championed women over my career for opportunity and for equality and into leadership. And so one of the very special parts of this role that I carry now as CEO of World Vision Australia is to champion women all over the world, and particularly the most vulnerable. And so it's a great joy for me to be speaking and advocating for the women of Cox's Bazar today, who just don't have access to the opportunities that I've had in my life.
And just finally, earlier today, UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights Andrew Gilmore made the comment that the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya from Myanmar continues. Is that something you're able to speak to?
We consider that it really doesn't matter what you call it. Almost everyone coming across the border has similar stories of targeted killings, murder and sexual violence that he's alluding to. Many bear both visible and not so visible scars of a nature that our teams have never witnessed.